Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Memvav, and we are on the top of Memvav and Aleph. We are discussing the three areas, if you remember, three areas geographically of Eretz Yisrael regarding Kedusha of Chala, and we spoke about those lands that were reconquered by the Ole Bavel have full Kedusha, and therefore they're in the world of only one Chala, even though Bizman HaTzeah might be Durabanan, but that's only one Chala that is taken, and it is burned, if it can't be given to the Kohen, if it is Tameh Blomaisa. If it is an area that we spoke about at the end of the second half of yesterday's shiur, if it's an area that was conquered by the Ole Mitzrayim, but was not reconquered by Ole Bavel, so that's what we say, you take off two challahs, the one that goes, that's one of them is going to be burned, and one of them is going to be given to the Kohen. The one that's going to be burned has a shiur, that's the real challah. The real challah, it's, you have to be mafrish, that's the minimum, 1/48th, you have to give and you burn it. And the one that is given to the Kohen, that's just so that people don't think that you could burn tar or challah, so that is why just a little bit is taken off. That was yesterday's discussion. That's why you need both. The Gemara spoke about the end of Mem Hayim Beis, the need for one that is burned and one that is given to the Kohen. So now what about the third category? The part of around Israel and Chutz La'aretz that is not included. So that's what the Gemara is up to now. Mem Vav Ben Aleph. Vizu Vizu Mi Divrei Hemhu. Meaning, both challahs that are hufrash in this third category, in this third area, land that was never conquered. Land that was never, it's just surrounding. Land that was never conquered, that's two challahs, right? That, they're both within Durabanan. They're both Durabanan, they're not connected to Daraisa. Remember, we said the middle one was, one is Dvar Torah, one's Durabanan. Not really Dvar Torah, but that it had been the first time that it was conquered. But here, this one, it was never conquered, so it's purely in the world of Durabanan. You have to do two, because one of them is regular challah and it's burned, and the other one, Shilotish Takech Torah's challah, as we said. So, but there, the Mishnah said it's flipped. There, the one that you give to the Kohen has a minimum shear, and the one that is burned does not have a minimum shear. Why is that? Mutav l'rabos b'ne'acheles v'lo l'rabos b'nisrefes. Because it's better to, once you're doing two, but they're all in the world of Drabanan, better to give more for the one that's going to be eaten. So you give that one to the Kohen rather than the one that's being burnt. And this is the part of the land of Israel that was never conquered, but also applies to Chutz La'aretz. Right, Chutz La'aretz, the Drabanan of taking two challahs. One, you take off challah because it is the halacha of challahs Chutz La'aretz, but because of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, and because we're all Tamei Mace, it's not eaten, so it's burned. But we take off another one to give to the Kohen, Shlotish Takech Torah's challah. As we said, we shouldn't be baking loaves for thousands of years and not taking off challah, it's just going to put us in a bad practice. And that is how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins halacha lamaisa. The Rambam paskins that bizman hazeh in chutz la'aretz, you take off two challahs, take off two pieces. The Rambam says in Bikurim by Perek Hay. The Rambam says Perek Hay halacha ches and halacha tes bizman hazeh she'ein sham isa tahorim ebnei tumas hameis. Nowadays, says the Rambam, 800 years ago. So what do you do for challah? What do you do in Egypt or wherever the Rambam was? At that time, Mafrishin Chala Achas B'chol Eretz Yisrael, Echad Me'erba Mishmona. In Eretz Yisrael, you do 1/48th. 1/48th, because that's the shear for Chala Tmeya, if you remember. V'sarfenosa V'bneishi Tmeya. You take off one little Chala in Eretz Yisrael, and you burn it 1/48th. V'yesh Lasham Iker Min HaTorah. The root of that mitzvah is Midaraisa, because it's in Eretz Yisrael. U'mikziv Adamana. Mafrishin shnia lekohen laachila ve'ein lashir kishahaya hadavar mikodem. That's the second area. Chalas chutz la'aretz avavishi tmeya hoa ve'ikr chiyuva midivrayem. Since the ik, it's only drabanan and the iser is only drabanan, as we said, ena asura b'achila ela al kohen shetuma yotala migufa. As we'll review in a minute. Only the Mishnah said, this challah, which is only midrabanan, and therefore only tamei drabanan, there's also drabanan, only people who are tamei who have a tumah that flows from within. That's usher, as the Mishnah said. Aval shar tameim b'maga shar tumas afilu tamei meis b'torah ma'achila. But all other kohanim are allowed to eat this challah. because the whole thing is drabanan anyway. So even though they're tamei, it's okay. Lefichah chamayisham koin katan bechutz laaretz bein besuria bein mishar rotzos v'rosal afresh chala achas. If you have a koin katan who you know for sure, why koin katan? You know for sure he wasn't a balkeri. You know he never had tumah yasam igufo. He wasn't a zav. Mafresh echan miyav mishmona v'nechelos the katan. Shadain la roa keri loktana shadain la roa nida. V'enotzor lahafresh shnia leish. You don't have to be mafresh a second one for fire, but you can give it to a kohen katan. But that he talks about, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rambam. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam in Yaradeya in Shin Chav Beis. Shin Chav Beis, what is the, that is what we do. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch quotes Shlosh Adim L'Chala, and Bizman Azeb, what do? We don't have any Isa Tahora. You're mafresh one Chala, B'chol Eretz Yisrael, and a Chutz Laretz, quotes the Rambam verbatim. It's the Rabbanans, you could find a kohen that you know for sure didn't have Tumah Yosalem Migufo. And give him the challah. Says the Rama, the Yesh Omrim. No, Kivan she'ene challah necheles bezman hazeh be'eretz Yisrael. Gam b'shar makomos ein tzricha lahafresh rak challah achas l'sarfa. Nowadays we just take off one little piece and we burn it, because even in Eretz Yisrael they're not eating it. So therefore that's what we do. V'chein amenag apashik b'chol midinos elu. And the might have been caught for stop for a second, but I think we're on. So the Rama says that the Yesh Omer and Kivin Shein Chal Necheles Bezman Azeb Be'eretz Yisrael Gam Mishar Makom Bezis Yuchan Lahavish Rachala Achas V'Chein Amar Gapashuk V'Dinas Elo Only One Chala Below Shear V'Sarfenosa K'moshe Ha'ayu Osin K'shamafrin Shichelos V'Chulu Bezman Azeb. We take off a little bit like a kezayis and we burn it. That's the minhag of women. Okay, so that is the. So the Svarim, I'm not sure if they do more. I'm not sure Lamaisa, but this is what's brought here. Okay, we continue. One more line. Says the Gemara, as the Rambam just quoted, based on the Mishnah, Vasur Lazav and Lazavos, right? The Mishnah said that challah is taken off extra. That's only Asad Rabbanan is mutter for other tumas, but not for those who have tumah Yoslem Migufa. Of Rebyosi Modebo. So the Gemara just mentions, who is this according to? Remember, we mentioned that this challah midrabanan, so the Tanakhama said that even a tful yom is allowed to partake of it. And then Rabbi Yossi said, not only a tful yom, you don't even need the mikvah. Right? That was back on Membez Mabez. Tful yom ochla, Rabbi Yossi omer eno tzorach tfilah. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't even need tfilah. And then it says, but also for these chomer people who are tumah hayotzei elav migufo. So is that line going even on Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi, who says that you don't even need to go to the mikvah, does he hold to this chumra that people tumah yosam igufo are not allowed? So the Gemara says yes. Av Rabbi Yossi modeba chomer hu bedavar shatumah yosam igufo. So I mentioned the other day again. I said a shita, but I didn't say the Rambam shita. Right? Who are tumah yosam igufo? Who are the examples given in the Mishnah back on Membez? The Mishnah says zav zava nida and yoledes. Right, those are clearly tumah that comes from within. There's a flow from within that makes them tameh. Anida yoledes azav. What's clearly not tumah yotzei migufo? A sheretz, a mace. Those are external sources. So who's not on the list is mitzora. So I mentioned mitzora seems to be not yotzei migufo. But that's a little bit in the middle. It's on the body, but it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an illness, not a natural thing that flows from the body. So the Rambam puts Mitzora with Tumah Yotzei L'Migufo. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, he puts Mitzora there. So again, that's one should be aware of that. There are a lot of different categories of Tumas. Tumas. The Rambam, again in his genius, as we have mentioned, when in Sefer Tara, the Rambam separates Tumas differently than, as we said, Rabbi Tanasi does. The Rambam starts with the most chamur. The Rambam starts with Tumas Meis. There's no Masech to Tumas Meis. There's Ahalos, not exactly, but Tumas Meis. And then the Rambam goes to Paraduma, which is the antidote for Tumas Meis. And then he has separately Tumas Saras, which is Masech as Negaim. But the Rambam calls that Tumas Saras, which is the only other one, which is Tamei Tumas Ohel. And that's what makes it more Chamor, if you go into an Ohel. So that's why that. Then the Rambam has Mitamei Mishkavu Moshav, right, which are those who are Mitame, usually Tumah goes down a level, right? If an Av touches something, it becomes a Rishon. A Rishon becomes a Sheni. Sheni becomes a Shlishi in Truma and Shlishi becomes a Revi in Kudshim. But once in a while, you have Tuma that goes across. And that's the Metame Mishkav Amoshav. And the Rambam says there are four mitzvahs asay. If his Zav sits on a couch, a Zav is an Avatuma. Then the couch becomes an Avatuma. A Mishkav Azav is an Avatuma. It doesn't go down. Rav Soloveitchik explains, there's no Metame and Nitma. Usually, if Tuma is transferred, there's a Metame who gives the Tuma to the Nitma, and that Nitma goes down one level in terms of Tuma. But the Lumdis that he explains by Tumas Mishkav, no. A Zav sits on a chair, and then the chair becomes the Mishkav of a Zav. The Mishkav of a Zav is Tame, is an Avatuma. It's one of the, so it's not like it is Mitame it. It's the Zav is Magdir it. When the Zav sits on a chair, the chair is now called a Zav's chair. A Zav's chair is an Avatuma. So that's why it doesn't go down a level. So that happens by four people. The Rambam has Nida, Yoledes, Zav, and Zava. Those are the four that he includes in Hilchis Mitame Mishkav Umoshav. But then he notes there are Shar Avos HaTuma. Right? Some of those are, some of the Mitame Mishkav Umoshav are Yom Yotzel Migufo. Right? Nida, all of them. But the Rambam puts Mitzora in our context also. As the Mishkav Moshav. Then he has Shar Avos HaTumas, that's the others. That's a lot of Meseches Kalim. Is Shar Avos HaTumas, but again, the Rambam has his own categorization. Then the Rambam has Tumas Ochlin, which is its own world. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. Dealing with the laws of Tumas Ochlin, mitzvah saseh achas, then Kalim and Mikvos, right, which are different types of sets of halachas. Okay, so now we continue. So, but just to note here, the Rambam puts mitzora with a tumah hayotze megufo. We continue. V'necheles imazar v'chulu. So we said back in the Mishnah again that the chala that's taking midirabanan, the chala midirabanan that's taken in chutz laretz, can be eaten with a non-kohen on the table. V'necheles imazar ala sholchan. Right, which means they're not so worried about getting things mixed up. Right, we mentioned that the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that milchiks and fleishiks, you have to have separations. Part of the issur d'rabanan of eating milchiks and fleishiks is not only to not cook them together, that's a daraisa, but not having them in the same proximity. Right, two people eating on the same table, one eating milk, one eating meat, right, unless they're strangers in a cafeteria and would never partake of other people's foods, you need some type of hecker. In a family, you need some type of, one's using a other side of the table, one's using a placemat, you need something. But here, you don't need any separation. You're not worried about mixing. Chala d'rabanan, outside, for a czar, if you get some of that chala, you know, some of it, you know, falls into his food, seems like it's not a problem. So how much are we not worried about this? V'chulu. So hori, Rabbi Avo, bebotzra, shitzricha rov. Rabbi Avo says, right, any type of rov, right? Truma usually, chala or truma usually means 1 to 100, right? Meduma, right? So by here, all you need is rov. All you need is a majority. You have a little bit more than the chala that fell in, you're good. That's the kula by this chala durabanan. You see the mara folda. Shitzricha rov levatla, v'chein hu bebavli, rabba mevatla berov lechalas chutzlaretz. All you need is rov. All you need is rov. Amar Reb Yona, melameid shehi ola bepachas mimeya, meaning even less than 1 to 100, right? You don't need the usual shiurim that the Rabbanan made. Again, it's all Rabbanan, the shiur of 1 to 100 for truma and for chala, but you don't need that by chala to Rabbanan. Made in Nasser is Bechon Umeya. It doesn't become Nasser. Amar Reb Zeira, even more, Mastisa Amra, afilu be'echad ve'echad. You don't even need rov. You just need shava b'shava, one and one. You have a little piece of chal that fell into the same exact amount of chulin. It's okay. It's batel, and the zar could eat it. Because the whole thing is durabanan creation anyway. Ditaninan, how do we know that? Could you see in our Mishnah, not worried about anything. V'necheles imazar la shulchan. The Kohen could eat this chal durabanan with the zar on the table. The Rashi Leo assumes, and you assume that everybody's eating the same portions, right? The same size lunch. Everybody packed the same amount of lunch. Right? That's the assumption. And therefore, if some of his stuff fell into yours, you can assume it's even, and it still says it's mutter. Still says you can eat it together, and therefore it is allowed. There is a question about what we paskin here, about do you need a rove? What about shave b'shave? If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah discusses this in Dalad Yud Beis, where it was with the Rambam. discusses it in here in Bikurim. So in Dalad Yud Beis, the Kesef Mishnah here discusses Hifrish. I'm sorry, it's not up here. It must be here above. Where's this? The Rambam. Rambam here is in Hey Yud Beis, right? Hey Yud Beis. So the Kesef Mishnah is there too. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Here it is. Says the Rambam. Lofishena medamas vafilu nisar v'shava b'shava. That's the Rambam. Even shava b'shava. So we pass in shava b'shava. But elsewhere we see v'igal medak. Says the Kesef Mishnah. What is it? Is it shava b'shava? Is it rov? So v'af al pi says the Kesef Mishnah. Shebetshumas chutz la'aretz lo hitir. Shmuel, Levatzla, Ella, Barov. There are stories in the Bavli that people, some of the Amoram, were Mevatel L'Chadchila. They were Mevatel L'Chadchila Barov. Right? If you look in Chulin, they were, and in other places, the Radvaz also quotes Gemara's here. So you need Rov. So the Rambam Paskins, Shove B'Shove. So he says, maybe it depends if it fell in by accident or you were Mevatel it. You were allowed to be Mevatel L'Chadchila Barov. If it fell in by accident, even shava b'shava. That's the chiluk of the Kesef Mishnah. Lohit Shmuel levatala el barov efshar dina b'miskavin levatzla aval hecha dina miskavin levatzla ela shehi ochla im hazar ala shulchan umemela hu misareves lifamim afilo nisarve ela shava b'shava mutter. So that's his chiluk about getting out of stiras between shava b'shava or rov. We continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbo Senu Shebegola, Hayim Afrishin Shumas and Maestras. Right, the Rabbo Senu Shebegola. What does Shebegola here mean? It means in Bavel, Rabbo Senu Shebegola. They used to be Mafrish Shumas and Maestras. We never heard of Shumas and Maestras anywhere outside of the lands that are contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. Right, nowhere else. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, he heard Rabbo Senu Shebegola. They were Mafrish Shumas and Maestras. Ad right. And the Mara Foldus just foreshadows the Gemara. Af miyerek, even from vegetables, which is even to Rabban and Eretz Yisrael. To ha yusovrim kemo ba'aretz, ba'frishin ha'chanami ba'bavel b'chutz la'aretz. Because at one stage they felt, you do the same thing. Whatever you do in Eretz Yisrael, you do in chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, they're mafrish from vegetables, and so do in bavel. That's what they thought at a certain stage. Ad sheba'u harovim. Until the rovim came. U'batzlu osan. Who are the rovim? Who are the rovim? They were tamid chachamim. The Mara Folda, Vahainu Habachurim Hachachamim, Hamitargamin Umifarshim Adavar Nachon. Right, Rovim, those that, oh, let me just read one more line, sorry. Ma'inun Arovin, in the Gemara, what are the Rovim? Turgumonaya. The Targumim, those that translate, those that explain. And the Mara Folda says that those are the rabbis. The rabbis help explain and are Masbir. Habachurim hachacham hametargemim umefarshim adavar al nachon. Right, that's what it says in the Maseches Tamid. Harovim hayushomrim sham. The rovim, those that I've explained. So until the rabbis came, right, in Bavel, they kept being mafishumas and maestras until the rabbis came and said, no, you don't have to. So the rabbis came and said, you don't have to. You don't have to be mafish. Which is a question that's dealt with, that the later rabbis could just come and get rid of an earlier minug. Right, it says that they were noheg, rabosenu shebegola. The Rabboseinu. Remember what the Rambam talks about in Hilchas Mamrim? You can't be Mevatel an earlier law unless they're Gadol B'Menem B'Chachma V'Minyan. Right? So, and this is asked by a number of Takanas. Remember, if Yochanan Metzakai was Mevatel, we learned back in Meseches, which where was it? Maestras, that they made a law, Maestras Sheni, made a law that if you live in a certain radius outside of Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poda your fruit. You have to bring up the fruit because we want to make sure that Yerushalayim has plenty of fruit, always, plenty of food. So if you live in a certain radius outside, and then after the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai was Mevatelet. So the Rishonim there asked, how can he be Mevatelet? Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai is Bezdin greater than the earlier Bezdin? So some say, yeah. Some say, yes. Wow. Right, that's what the maybe, but others say no, maybe not. This is a discussion. The Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, all in the Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim in Perek Beis, because that's what the Rambam says. Bezdin shegazru gzeira, o iskinu takana, v'inhigu midag pashid v'chol adavar b'chol Yisrael, and the law spread. V'amar acharei and Bezdin acher bigesh levatel divrei rishon v'lakro saw. A later Bezdin wants to get rid of the earlier Bezdin. Eino yachol achi egadol min arishonim b'chachmu v'minyan. Till they're greater in wisdom or in number. So in number is a real question that we're showing it. What do you mean in number? Every bezin is the same number, right? You know, the great bezin is 71. It's always 71. So what do you mean? The later bezin has to be greater b'minyan. What does that mean, b'minyan? So does that mean age? What's one shot? If the age, does it mean more rabbis that are fitting to be in the Sanhedrin of the generation? It's a hard one. So the Kesavishi here deals with the question of the Riocham Zakai that I just mentioned. How was he able to be Mavatalit? Maybe he was lost. Look, it says maybe he was greater. Ve'efshar gadol me'amaya. He has that one lashon. And don't ask me how a later Bezdin could be greater than earlier Bezdin. It's gotten to Adaras. It's possible. So here too, they deal with this question. And the answer that's mostly given to all of these questions is, it was a built-in Tanai. The earlier Bezdin built in a condition that if the reality ever changes, that a later Bezdin would be able to undo it. Right? Why do they want the Shuki Yerushalayim to be full? Because there were people living there and there was a Beis HaMikdash. But if there was ever a Churban, so Memela, the later Bezdin would have the authority to be able to be Mevatelet. So here too, Mistama, they were knowing to be Mafrit, Shumas and Maestris, as long as it made sense. And rabbis of Eretz Yisrael agreed, but if they didn't agree, so then we'd be able to undo it. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yochanan says that in Bavel they were mafrid shumas and maestros until it was mevutal. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem Shmuel. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said. Remember, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and then became a Talmud of Shmuel after Rav died. The Amora Rav Yehuda. So he said, talking about the earlier time. Before the later rabbis were mevatelet, chalas chutz la'aretz u'trumas chutz la'aretz, there were kulas. Chalas chutz la'aretz, even though, you know, later they were mevatel the truma of chutz la'aretz, but there were kulas regarding it. What are some kulas? Number one, ochal v'achakach mafresh. It's not really tevel before you're mafresh, so you can eat and leave it over. You don't have to be mafresh at first, right? You can eat and leave it over, which helps on Shabbos. Helps on Shabbos. Right, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to be mafresh. So you need a levy mafresh. Rabbi Ba b'shem Shmuel. Rabbi Ba also said in the name of Shmuel a different heter. Lo chashu elo l'trumas dog on tirosh v'yitzar. Right, and they were only mafresh. Even the originally they were mafresh only dog on tirosh v'yitzar. Why? So this how do you read the next couple of lines will depend who you are. So let's say Rashi and Tosfos and most Rishonim. That only Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar are Doraisa and Eretz Yisrael. So all other fruit, against the Rambam, all other fruit are Durabanan. So even in Bavel, they only did Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar. Because they only did what was Doraisa and Eretz Yisrael. That's what was extended into Bavel. But to do others, that was never. That's one way to read this Gemara. Rabbi Hila B'Shem Shmuel, a third limitation. So Chalas Chutz La'aretz, number one, you could eat first. The number two, only Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar. Number three, right, lo chashu ella litruma bilvad. Right, it was the only rechoshesh for truma gedola. Avaliyarakos, afilu litruma gedola lo chashu. But right, Shmuel says even if they might have done regular trumas and mice. Again, how to read this line is a question. The mefarshim. I'll take one reading. Right, when did they do trumas and maestros? They did that for only dag and tirosh v'yitzar. But for other vegetables, they only truma gadola. Lo chashu ella l'truma gadola bilvad. For other vegetables, which were only drabanan itself in Eretz Yisrael. Avali yirakos afilu truma gadola lo chashu. But for vegetables, they didn't even do truma gadola. They even do truma gadola. So why? Because that's totally drabanan in Eretz Yisrael. But one second. All other fruit were also only drabanan in Eretz Yisrael, according to those we showed him. So you got to work out, you know, how Yerakos is still different than Shar Peiros, according to those we showed him. The Rambam likes this line. The Rambam would say Yerakos are different because all other fruit are daraisa also. So the Rambam would say there was still a difference between Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar, which are beferish in the Torah, and Shar fruit, which are also including midaraisa, and Yerakos, which are darabanan. You got to work out how to read these two, three lines according to each of the shitas. Kada detani ise ben akavya omer maestros li yirakos midivrayim. Right, your vegetables are for sure durabanan, even in Eretz Yisrael. That even the Rambam agrees to. Continuing, tani chalas hagoy ba'aretz v'trumas hagoy b'chutz la'aretz. What if a goy takes off chal in Eretz Yisrael? It's meaningless. A goy's dough is not mechuyev. Remember we had that mishnah before. If you have a Jew baking dough of a goy's, it's pater. If you have a goy baking dough of a Jew, it's going to be chayiv, right? If it belongs to a Jew, at Shas Gilgal. So if a goy takes off challah, and Trumas HaGoy B'Chosaris, and the Trumas HaGoy B'Chosaris, both of those are meaningless. So, the Gemara says, Modino so Shein Atzorach V'Ochel. Tell him that what he's doing does not gain the status. And then, anybody, even a Zar, could eat it. Make sure you tell him. Because why? Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains. If you don't explain it to him, and then he sees a non-Kohen eating it, then it's going to be a Chil Hashem. He's going to think that the Jews don't take their sanctified items seriously. Oh, I thought only a Kohen could eat it. I thought only a Kohen Torah could eat it. So explain to him that what he did, I'm sorry, if you want to have challah and truma that have that status, feel free to become Jewish. Or maybe don't feel free. But just to know that this is the halacha. But that's what he says. We don't want people to think badly. Kidei, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shelo yechilul Hashem, sheyomar, sheheechalnu truma lagoy, veinotzorach lina lagoyin. Right, you don't have to give it to the Kohen. So, there are other examples of, the Goyim always want to study our Torah and learn and trip us up on within our laws and try to show that we're not machshiv. One of the more well-known stories, Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches. Remember the Romans came? The Romans came and studied the whole Torah. Shilcha Lamed Ches, Baba Kama. Malchus Romi, Shnei Sadi Yotzozi Zachach Yisrael, Lamanu Taraschem. We learned all of your Torah, these Roman representatives told the Jews. We learned all of your Torah. Karu Vishanu Vishileshu. I'm sorry, teach us your Torah. And they taught it to them three times. Vishas Tirasim, when they left, they said, Dikdaknu V'chol Taraschem. V'emesu. So all sounds good. Chutz Midavar Zeh, except one halacha. One halacha we think is very racist. And that is, a Jew's ox gores a goy's ox, putter. A goy's ox gores a Jew's ox, chayin ezek shalin. Right, but because the whole rest of the Torah makes sense, we're not going to tell the Caesar. That's the Gemara. Ask Tosfos two questions. Number one, how do they teach Torah to the Romans? You're not allowed to teach Torah to the non-Jews. Right, so how do they do that? V'yesh lomar, balkar ha-rasu. They have a choice. Right, Masir, it was pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, lo neschayv alim sar atzman. Fine, that's the Tosfos. If you look in the Yom Shel Shlomo, within the world of Marshals, this is a known Marshal, if we know, if anybody, the top five Marshals, if there are. There are. But the Marshal in the Yom Shel Shlomo on that Tosfos says, Tosfos, Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, so how do they teach this halacha? Isn't that mamish Pikuach Nefesh? You teach them this halacha, they'll kill you. Right? Well, why didn't they just not, right, lie? So that's the Yom Shel Shlomo. Yom Shel Shlomo, again, much quoted, he says, to misrepresent Torah is also Yehari Val Yavar. Right? Probably, right, they didn't have to tell every halacha. They probably didn't have to, you don't have to tell, right, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You have to tell the truth. I don't know if you have to tell the whole truth. I mean, you don't have to mention every single detail of halacha. But probably, the Romans heard about this. They asked them this. So if they asked them that they can't lie. You can't lie. Right? That would be a ziyuf haTorah. A falsification of the representation, and that's Yehari Val Yavar, right? The falsified Torah. That's the Yom Shel Shlomo here. V'im chas v'shalom yishan ha'din ha'yaka kofir b'toras Moshe. U'mistama ayri k'gon shahasarim sha'alu b'pratius al kol din v'din. They asked about this. Shor shiyodach shor shalakum v'chulu. He says, you're going to ask me, what about Tamai HaMelech? What about Talmai, the 10 changes that the Septuagint that they made in Maseches Megillah, right, how they make those 10 changes? That wasn't changes in Halacha. They said, Elokim bar Bereshis instead of Bereshis bar Elokim. Okay, and they changed a word here, a word there. There's a non-kosher animal that's our Neves, and that was the name of Talmai's wife. So they changed our Neves to a different word. That wasn't changing the Halacha. They weren't saying our Neves was kosher. Right, so they didn't make changes in halacha. That's why it was, or it was al pi hadibur. That was clearly right. The 70 rabbis made the same 10 changes. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. Right, al derech neis. Okay, fine. We continue. V'nei tenes l'chal kohen, and you can give this chutz la'aretz chalat any kohen. Bein kohen l'chaver, bein l'kohen am aretz. Any. Ve'elonos l'chal kohen. The following, and then the Mishnah says, these matanos of a kohen, you could give to any kohen. Remember, we listed all these items that don't have kedusha. Some of them are listed here. Yesh, so, right, look back at that Mishnah, right? What were the things given to any kohen? Charamim, Bechoros, Pidyon HaBen, Petach Chamor, Zerol L'chaim Keva. A lot of those don't have kedusha. So, the Gemara says, though, any Kohen, But any Kohen, Am Haaretz versus Talmud Chacham. But still, some of them have to be given to the Kohanim working that week. Elu, Yesh, Man, Nosim, Anshei Mishmar. Some of them have to be given to the Kohanim working that week in the Anshei Mishmar. The Kohanim was split up into 24 groups. One group worked every week. And some can be given to Mamish, any Kohen you want, the Kohen next door. Right, habachoros vabikurim na anshei mishmar. Those have to be given to the anshei mishmar and others that are not on this list, including the karbanos, the sharkola lechal kohen, and many of the others. Not all, but many of the others. Rav Chaim Gadevsky points out as lav davka, the kachay mikdash and the charamim have to be given to the kohen of that week. Reb Yirmiyah baikumer Reb Zeira. So minayin shachar. So that's how you know that charam is off the list. But the implicit line has to be that the cherem, remember we spoke about cherem, that's a way to be machdish something, a machrim something to the Beis HaMikdash, we read the Sefer HaChinuch, that goes to the Kohanim that are working that week. So says the Gemara, minayin shacharamim anshei mishmar, how do you know that? How do you know the charamim have to go to the people in the mishmar of that week? Amar lei, kisteach cherem lakoin tiyachuza so. It's like a steachuza, right? Halach is in Bechukosai. If somebody is makdish a field and they don't redeem it before Yovel, and the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash had sold it, it goes back to the Kohanim in Yovel. So just like the Kohanim get the Stei Achuza, so too they get the Cheirim. So the Gemara says, Achuza Atzma, Mao Shetei Anshei Mishmar. How do you know the Stei Achuza goes to the Anshei Mishmar? We're comparing Cheirim to the Stei Achuza. How do you know that should go to the Anshei Mishmar? Begin to Chziv, La Kohen Tihia Achuza So. Because it says it goes to La Kohen. La Kohen means to the Kohen. To the Kohen, we think, the Kohen must mean the Kohen that's working in the Beis HaMikdash that week. Says the Gemara, Vaksiv, 1 second, Vanasan, La Kohen, Azra Lachaim Akeva, Meyat Alanchi Mishmar. What, the Zra Lachaim and the Keva, the parts of the animal that you have to give to the Kohen from every animal that you shecht in Chulin, you have to go bring that to the Beis HaMikdash? Of course not. So you can't say that La Kohen, right? Li Kohen means to a Kohen. La Kohen is as if it says Li Ha Kohen, right? To the Kohen. But that can't be the source. So the Gemara has to find a different source for how do you know that Steachuza goes to the Anshei Mishmar, which would then allow us to say that Cherem goes to the Anshei Mishmar. I guess we'll have to stop with Rav Acha, and we'll pick up with that next time.